Are you there, God? It's me, the Gotham / Metropolis RPF side of Tumblr, written by Hobiwan and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Bernard / Tim / Con, Bernard / Con, Tim / Con, Bernard / Tim, Clark and Con and Lex. This was written for Fandom Trumps Hate 2024.
Are you ready? 'Cause I'm coming to get ya. Get ya, get ya. Hold on, hold on. I'm on my way. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm on my way.
Chapter 1. Friends don't let friends post poorly researched RPF. When Bernard first started making YouTube videos about vigilantes and rogues, he did it under the assumption that his viewers would uphold the sacred oath of RPF. As in, his viewers would not share his videos with the less than discerning public, anyone featured in the video would ignore the existence of such videos, and the world would go on. No such luck. "It's not true," Superboy says, looking down at Bernard with the pitying tenderness one usually reserves for small cats stuck in trees or birds with broken wings. Superboy is flying over Gotham, holding Bernard bridal style, as he explains just how lacking Bernard's most recent video essay is. "I like the part where you say that Superman's love for Bruce Wayne was so pure that I sprang from his head like Athena from Zeus, but it simply isn't true. Also, according to Alexa, a blatant misinterpretation of Greek mythology." Bernard gulps. "Yeah, so the thing is," he says, clutching Superboy's leather jacket with a normal amount of nerves. If Superboy notices how white his knuckles are, he doesn't comment on it. "I don't exactly make those videos for them to be true." Superboy's brow furrows. "You make them to lie?" "I see," Superboy says. His fingers are digging into Bernard's hip bones. Bernard is... he's going to die. Superboy is going to throw him into the sun because Bernard is a lying liar on the internet who lies. He doesn't even get money for it. Superboy is going to kill Bernard with his laser eyes, or maybe he'll take his perfect thick thighs and squash Bernard to death. They definitely look strong enough. Who is Bernard kidding? All parts of Superboy would be strong enough. He could probably kill Bernard with his pinky. "At least you'll die at the hands of a hot superhero," Bernard comforts himself. "From Metropolis, no less. Imagine dying at the hands of the Penguin. Or worse, the Joker. Skill issue, skill issue, skill issue. Rest in peace, Second Robin." "I'll help you," Superboy announces. Bernard stares up at Superboy in terror. "You'll help the Joker kill me?" he squawks. Superboy's smooth flight stutters, and Bernard screams, grabbing onto Superboy with all his might. "Don't drop me," he yells. "I'm too young to die. I don't even have my license yet because I failed the first time, and my mom doesn't want to let me waste more money on driver's ed when there's a perfectly good bus." Superboy says, "I'm not going to drop you, Bernard. I'm going to help you make your videos." "The fuck?" Superboy lands on a random rooftop. No, Bernard realizes with a sinking stomach. They're landing on Bernard's rooftop. Superboy not only knows that he's making RPF videos about his dad, Superboy knows where he lives. He smooths down the front of Bernard's jacket. "I'm supposed to kill Superman," Superboy says, matter of fact. "I do not want to kill Superman. It would be better if he died of embarrassment, and your videos are very embarrassing." "Score?" Wait, kill? Why do you have to kill Superman? Bernard demands. Has he turned evil? Is he going to take over the planet? No. You can't kill Superman. Puzzled, Superboy says, I'm not going to. I just want to help you make your videos more accurate. How are you going to help? Bernard asks. I'll contact you, Superboy says, floating away into the great gray smog of Gotham's sky. I have pictures, recordings, charts. You'll like this, I think. You'll like this a lot. And with that, Superboy flies away. Bernard staggers over to the stairs. Discord direct messages. Alvin and Bernard. Bernard. Alvin. Bernard. I just met Superboy, and he knows about my videos, and I think he's blackmailing me. Bernard. Oh my god. Bernard. Do you think he showed his dad the one April Fool's TikTok edit I made where he and Lex Luthor lock lips? Bernard. I am so cooked. Alvin. I just remember the keyboard smash. Bernard. This awesome funny. Sobbing emoji. Alvin. Awesome. Bernard. Shut up, bitch. You know what I meant. Alvin. What did he say? Bernard. So I was like minding my own business, like always, get my little sandwich on my little lunch break. Bernard. When Superboy swoops out of nowhere and starts carrying me over the Gotham skyline, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. He kept saying my vids aren't accurate, which no duh, they're inaccurate. I'm just living my best life, making up shit about his superpowered alien father on the internet. Bernard. And then he said he needed to embarrass his dad so bad that he dies, and apparently only my videos can do the job. Bernard, literally, what the fuck? Alvin is typing. Alvin, do you think Superman is homophobic? Keyboard smash. Bernard, why would you even say that to me? Bernard, he stares at Batman's ass way too much to be straight. Alvin, diversity win. The homophobic alien is gay. Bernard, I'm going to kill you with the power of my embarrassing lies. Pending requests. 1. Icon 62. Incoming friend request. Request accepted. Discord direct messages. Bernard and Icon 62. Icon 62. Hello, Bernard. Smiley face. Icon 62. A blurry picture of a cow staring directly at the camera. Edit. Message deleted. Icon 62. Disregard. I didn't mean to send that. Icon 62. A blurry picture of Superman crouching with his head in his hands, in the throes of despair, most likely due to the half-cooked, still runny pancake splattered on the floor. His cape is singed as if he recently flew into a fire. Bernard. What am I supposed to do with this? Icon 62. I don't know. Icon 62. I assumed you would have an idea. Icon 62. Since you're the cinematographer? Bernard. Wookiee-ow. Keyboard smash. Bernard. Yep, that's me. Icon 62. I really enjoyed the comic on archiveofourown.org and Tumblr that you co-created with Alvin and the Chipmen about Batman and Robin working at a fast food restaurant together. Icon 62. Maybe like that, but Superman doesn't know how to make pancakes and burns them or drops them every single time. Smiley face emoji. Icon 62 is offline. Discord direct messages. Alvin and Bernard. Bernard. A screenshot of his conversation with Superboy. Bernard. Help? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Alvin. I'm dead. Alvin. Yeah, I'll draw that for you, LMFAO. Bernard. Why? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Does a literal superhero want me to write RPF about his dad being a bad cook? A question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Alvin. Hey, let's not cast hasty judgments. Alvin. Maybe Superman is a bad cook and Superboy just wants to spread the truth. Alvin. Hashtag shine, shine, shine your light. Bernard. You're both insane. Alvin. Face with raised eyebrow emoji. Alvin. Out of the two of us, who's the one who wrote a Santa's Workshop AU hockey RPF? Bernard. That was years ago. Alvin. That was 8 months ago. Bernard. Okay, but like, I don't know Crosby and Gino personally. It's not that weird. Bernard. They're like characters who live in my TV, except they're real people with families, but like, I'm not a part of those families. Bernard. Superboy knows Superman. He probs lives with Superman. Superman is his father. Bernard. It's way weirder, okay? Alvin is typing. Alvin is typing. Alvin. Okay, but like, objectively, who hasn't written or drawn RPF of their dad or pseudo father figure or brothers plural, or weird will they won't they friend who's a girl or a guy at a coffee shop they don't know the name of but really want to be close with? Not in a gay way, but in a boy space friend homies way. Like, that's just how you deal with big feelings. Alvin. Not that I have big feelings. Alvin. But if I did, that's probably how a therapist would recommend I handled it. Bernard is typing. Bernard. So like... Bernard. Not to be rude, but have you ever actually been to therapy? Superboy, report. I'm making so much progress. I've hired a hitman. Superboy, you have superpowers. Why are you hiring a hitman? This better not come out of the birthday money I gave you. No, of course not. I'm using Superman's money. Superman has no money. Fire the hitman and kill your father yourself. Without so much as a goodbye or I love you or make me proud, sport, Lex disconnects the call. With a sullen frown, Superboy skulks out of his bedroom, which Superman so kindly set up with a white noise machine his Gotham sugar daddy created so Superman couldn't spy on everyone. He flops onto the couch, muffling a scream into one of Superman's many decorative pillows. You're never lonely when you have family nearby, the throw pillow declares in perfect tiny backstitches. What a joke. Lex just doesn't get it. He kills people all the time from a distance. He never has to get his hands dirty. Killing Superman would be gross. Not to mention, Superman would look at Superboy with big sad eyes, which are already pools of patheticness on a good day, and Superboy would feel bad the rest of his Kryptonian long life. Superboy's plan is so much better. Sure, Superman won't die a literal death, but he will die of secondhand cringe, which will technically be firsthand cringe, since the stories and videos will all be about him. Everyone knows that's worse than any physical torment one could suffer on this Earth. Except never getting to see or hug or pet or milk a cow. Superboy pities those who didn't know what cows look like. Con? Superman calls from the kitchen, leaning his head through the doorway. He looks tired and his curls are drooping. Probably because he and his Gotham sugar daddy got in a weird, passive-aggressive, whispered argument over the phone about taking unnecessary risks and casting stones in glass houses. Superboy did his best to tune them out. Yeah? Superboy asks. I'm ordering pizza, Superman says. What kind do you want? Nothing with beef on it, Superboy says. He made that mistake once. After which, Kick Me Out on the Street on Tumblr informed him how they made beef, and Superboy cried so hard he threw up and clogged Superman's toilet. No problem, bud, Superman says. His hand goes through Superboy's hair, tender in a way that Lex always hesitated to be. Superboy closes his eyes. So maybe he's refusing to kill Superman out of selfish, greedy want. What does it matter? Most kids his age never kill their fathers, and they turn out just fine. Archive of Our Own. Got Cake? By Real Bernie Sanders and Alvin the Chipman. Tags. Major character death. Superman and Superboy. Superman / Pancakes relationship. Superman, Superboy. Pancakes character. Angst. Crack treated so seriously it circles back to being crack. Superman needs a hug. Superboy is so done. Art included. The pancakes die. Superman flips the pancake. Soft, he cries. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and pancakes are the sun.